The word today is temptation. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Temptations come to everyone. A temptation to have a dessert may not be devastating, but a temptation to commit adultery can destroy a family. As sinners, we need God's power through the Holy Spirit to resist temptations. We do not want to keep on sinning and have God angry with us. As the Lord's Prayer says, we need deliverance from evil. Here to lead us in focusing on battling temptation is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Temptation.
We all, from time to time, have experienced temptations. There's an interesting dynamic at work in temptations. Sometimes they come to us and they just seem so weak. It's easy to brush it off. Other times, depending on what the subject is, the topic, the temptation can be overwhelming. It can be so extremely powerful to us. In the Bible, in the New Testament, the Greek word for temptation means to put to the test, and that is pretty synonymous with how it's used in the Old Testament, testing, and that carries with it a sense of friction, a sense of stress and strain in some relationship, that if the temptation is taken, it causes hardships in a relationship with someone else. And that's almost always true of temptations as they lead into sin. In the New Testament, some of the other ways that testing and temptation are rendered is trial, fiery ordeal, or enticement. You can tell there's a real struggle that's going on there with that. And sinners, as we can relate to, do not always successfully pass a test. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we succumb to temptations. And we'll talk about testing and temptation in that regard in just a little bit. I remember meeting two individuals over the course of my life that claimed that they do not sin. They claimed to be perfected. Both of them said that they're Christians, but they no longer sin. I found that interesting. In fact, one person said that they were in a more advanced state of spirituality than St. Paul, who admitted that he sinned. I told both of those individuals that they were as arrogant of individuals I have encountered, and that the reason why they suspect they do not sin is because they simply brush off and excuse what they consider to be more minor sins. In the book of Hebrews, it's interesting where the Lord talks about testing and people putting him to the test, that there's sinners that can actually cause God grief. And in Hebrews 3, starting at verse 7, there is a warning to us. Today, if you hear his voice, that is God's voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Now, that's a reference back to the Israelites in the desert. During the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me and for 40 years saw what I did. You know how it is sometimes where a younger sibling will keep poking, bothering the older sibling. The older sibling's not doing anything wrong, and the younger one is just jabbing at them, trying to irritate them. That's what our sin does to God. It's like poking at God. It's like irritating God. He's holy. He's just. And in our sin, we may just keep coming at it and just irritating him. Sometimes we don't realize how much we aggravate God. That's when he talks about trying and testing him. I definitely would not recommend that you keep trying to poke at and irritate God by not following his holy will. There's another interesting little aspect about temptation and God, And we're explained in James chapter 1. Now, this is the brother of Jesus talking in the book of James. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Something you need to understand is that behind all temptation stands an entity, a personality. We are not trying to fight and resist a mindless or a force that is without a personality. Satan is an entity, and he is stronger than we are. He was created as an archangel, it is believed, and therefore we can't stand up to him in our own strength. We will fail. That's why we have to rely upon the Holy Spirit of God and upon our Savior Jesus. Otherwise, we're doomed. Satan, this personality that leads people into sin, you remember that Jesus and Satan went at it in the wilderness. And Satan was attempting even to get Jesus to fall. He was unsuccessful, of course. And he kept harassing Jesus, trying to get an angle on Jesus. And of course, the Savior just pushed him back every time. But Jesus later described Satan as the father of lies. That's why I've often taught young children, you know, grade school age children and high school and college kids, I've taught them, watch out, because every time you're tempted, there is always a lie embedded in it. Now, maybe you didn't realize this. Maybe as an adult, you've never analyzed this, but just stop to think for a second. When temptations come to you, they're not straightforward. They're not truth. Temptations are lies that can be wrapped up in fancy packaging, that can be candy-coated poison. That's what Satan does. He attempts to try to get you to break God's will, to violate his holy will, to buy the lie because it looks so good. So watch out for that. Now, the way to defuse a temptation then is, like Jesus, to counter it with truth, with the Word of God. And that's why you want to be dependent on God's word. That's why you want to be learning it. You won't become perfect at fending off temptation, but you'll start to see the lies in it and to be able to resist. Speaking of that, God is leading us. And one of the ways in order to fight temptation is to look to the Lord who wants to lead us instead of to our own sinful impulses, instead of the world's allurements. The Old Testament is excellent at having us take God's leadership. Like, for instance, in Psalm 27, verse 11 and 12, teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. In Psalm 119, verse 133, it says, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. In Psalm 143, verse 10, it says, teach me to do your will, O God, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Notice all of these requests of the Lord to lead us and to guide us, to not let us stray from the path. That's what it means when we say, lead us not into temptation. We have a shepherd, Jesus, and he is going to lead us on a good path, a path of righteousness that leads to eternal life. Now, it could be our mistake. It could be our foolishness to stray. I understand that sheep are really stupid, really, in terms of the animal intelligence spectrum. I'm told that sheep are dim. They're just not intelligent, and they're also quite defenseless. So when in the New Testament, God's people, actually this is in the Old Testament too, but all throughout the Bible then, the people of God are likened to sheep. Now, that's not a big compliment. What it means is that we're not all that smart, not nearly as smart as we think we are, And we're prone to wandering, and we need protection from the shepherd. So these requests for God to lead us should be sincere, and I hope you pray a request like that. I hope today that you will stop depending on how smart you think you are and start depending on Jesus Christ and start depending on the Word of God, which will take us on the right path, on the righteous path, on the path toward eternal life. Because, you know, the Bible says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Don't rely on your own understanding. You're not nearly as smart as you think you are. You have a serious enemy called Satan that is going to be attempting to get at you and lead you to destruction and eternal condemnation. Please move toward the Savior. Please come to the shepherd, Jesus Christ, and get on the right path. It says, deliver us from evil. That's our big request, is that Christ delivers us from the person of Satan and all of the influences of sin. One of the frustrating aspects of life is that we can't avoid all the fallout from other people's sin. Sometimes this may touch our life. A drunk person may get in a vehicle and smash into our family and kill some of the members of our family. This is the effect of sin, and we can't stop all these effects. But the important thing, though, is that when you're in Jesus Christ, and this only comes through Christ, this doesn't come through other world religions, this doesn't come through meditation, trying to get in touch with forces. This comes through Jesus Christ, and that is, you can have deliverance from Satan. You know, it says in Colossians 1 that we have already been rescued from the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I hope you will claim that. I hope the Holy Spirit motivates you to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then share that with other people. Share that they don't have to be in bondage to sin. They can have freedom, and they can have assurance of the forgiveness of their sins. This is huge deliverance in Jesus Christ. I hope that you will treasure it and share it with everyone you know.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.